Good morning, beautiful people of God, here on the Hub of New Mexico and at For God's Glory Loan Ministries. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! The rain is falling here in the desert in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and much of New Mexico, and parts of the state will be getting white stuff. That is a possibility for the outskirts of Albuquerque over Christmas. For God's Glory Loan Ministries, P.O. Box 65516, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87193. We'd love to hear from you. And tell us how this program is affecting your daily life in our Lord Jesus Christ, or if we're helping bring you closer in your personal relationship with our Lord. You can email me, Pastor Dewey, at fggam.org, or reach me through our website, fggam.org. We've been sharing on, does Christmas make a difference, any difference in your life? In your home, in your community, in your church, in your neighborhood. The message is based on Luke 2, 8 through 20. And maybe today we will end this series and then begin a new series because the Lord has given me messages to go right through Christmas. So Lord willing, we will follow through on that. Yesterday we talked about the difference Christmas makes in your home. And when you follow Jesus, it does make a difference in your home. You'll see the results in your children's attitudes when you celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll notice the difference in their attitudes, their relationships with other children, and in your own relationships. Home is the place, folks, where we mold and fashion our children to become leaders in this world we live in. Will Christmas make any difference in your home, or is it just going to be an excuse to party? Jesus will make a difference in the world. You know, we live in a nation that is filled with extreme violence, selfishness, hatred, bitterness, and greed. We live in a place where human life is of little value to many. Oh, my. Immorality and perversion are at all-time highs. Abuse of women and children are byproducts of many relationships. And we want to blame the government. Folks, we are at fault. I'm convinced that God is looking down and asking, why are my people remaining silent? Where's the church? Where's my people? Oh, they're sitting beneath the steeple. I'm telling you, though, praise God, we've got people here in New Mexico and throughout the world and in America that are standing in the gap for God, like the people in Boleyn, New Mexico, who stood in the gap for God, and their nativity scene is still there in the city, and other communities in America going against the threats of the freedom from religion folks out of Wisconsin, standing in the gap, and they have not remained silent. New Mexico Alliance for Life, fighting the abortion issue here in New Mexico, exposing evil. Grassroots ministries, people like you and I, who are standing in the gap for God and refuse to remain silent. Too many want to be politically correct today, including too many of our leaders who are in office. Wouldn't it be neat if people would take the message of Christmas wherever they go throughout the year and take it into their government offices and wherever? You remember that message, peace on earth and goodwill toward men, that we sing about inside our churches? I realize, you know, many of our leaders are trying to keep the Lord and His church out of everything. But wouldn't it be neat if more of God's people would stand up for Him and deliver His message anyway? We've got plenty of examples of people standing in the gap for God and the light shining forth. You're not supposed to pray in school, but kids who are taught to love Jesus will do it anyway. And they do, because they understand that Jesus makes a difference, not money. Jesus. In many workplaces, we're not supposed to talk about God. But people who love Jesus will find ways to share His love and His message with fellow workers because they know that Jesus makes a difference. I gave a sermon at the Indigo Mortgage in Albuquerque at their Christmas party. They wanted me, Ben and Mila Lucero, to preach the gospel, and that's what we did. I really believe that Christmas makes a difference when we celebrate it for what it really is. It's true that rules and regulations may restrict us, but we need to take Jesus with us everywhere we go. Everywhere. Jesus goes with us everywhere. Wouldn't it be great to see more of Jesus in the mall? Wouldn't it be great to see more of Jesus in the workplace, in the schools, in the theaters, on the TV screen? Wouldn't it be great to see more people take him out of the manger and hold him close? Jesus will make a difference in this world. Jesus will make a difference in your life, my friend, if you and I bring Jesus into our homes, and if we take him to our jobs and to our schools and to all of our activities. He becomes the foundation on which we build our lives. But let me caution you, be careful who you listen to. There are many people who are preaching and teaching what I believe is a false doctrine today. They want you to believe that when you become a Christian, God will take all of your troubles and worries away. They want you to believe that God wants you to be healthy and wealthy all of the time. Some people have made that the foundation of their faith, and when it doesn't happen to them, they lose their faith. And of course, their critics say, you just didn't have enough faith. Let me be clear, God never made such a promise. God never made such a promise. He didn't even make that promise to Mary and Joseph, and they were the earthly parents of Jesus, specially chosen by God, righteous. Why would you and I ever believe that we deserve to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? Although, some are blessed in that way. Many are blessed in that way. Not long after the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph faced some pretty hard times and difficult circumstances. They had to flee from Bethlehem to Egypt. Read Matthew 2, 13 and 15. Matthew 2, 19 through 23. Do you think they became healthy, wealthy, and wise once they got to Nazareth? The truth is, we don't know, but I doubt it. They labored, paid bills, bought food, and went through all the activities of life. They lived under the rule of Rome and probably had times when they worried and became anxious. God never promised them a rose garden. At some point along the way, Joseph drops out of the scene. We don't know what happened to him. We don't know how or when he died. But somewhere along the line, Mary found herself without a husband, without a father for her children. I can assure you that life was not easy for Mary. I wonder if she ever felt like God had forgotten about them. How about all of us? We've had problems, we've got problems. We've shed tears, we shed tears. We've been touched by death. I've been touched by death so many times here of late. Illnesses and hardships, especially this time of year, we are swamped with people suffering from anxiety. We've all had financial problems. Some might have them right now. Life hasn't always been easy. Sometimes it's really, really hard. I don't know a great deal of things. I don't. But there's one thing I do know, my friends. Jesus makes a difference when you allow him to. Jesus makes a difference when you allow him to. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you will have everything easy, but it does give you that solid foundation and the strength to endure the hardships of life. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you will have everything easy, but it does give you that solid foundation and strength to endure the hardships of life. That's why yesterday I was preaching on the families and our children and our homes. That's where the foundation of our children begins. That's where the Christian foundation begins. That's where it began for me in 1956 in Windom, Minnesota, with my mom and dad and my grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and Sunday school teachers and teachers helping build my solid foundation in Jesus Christ. And I pray that for all families and children in this world this day. Don't be afraid to draw close to Jesus. Do not be afraid to draw close to Jesus. He will make a difference in your life. Amen. He will make a difference in your life. One last thing. Did you know that there is only one time in the Charlie Brown shows where Linus ever gets, lets go of his blanket? One time where in the Charlie Brown shows where Linus ever lets go of his blanket. A Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965, when he quotes the passage from Luke 2 and gets to the words, "Fear not." The angel said to them, "Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy that you will be for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." The angel said to them, "Fear not. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Linus held on to a blanket. It was his security. What are you holding on to? Why are you afraid to let God make a difference in your life? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, and we love you. Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. On the Hub of New Mexico and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries, I'm Pastor Dewey Modi.